Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lidui Nishmas Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and the Lidui Nishmas Gittel Basorav Eliezer Monoach. The contrast and the lines of demarcation between tefillah, davening, praying to Hashem, and bitochen, trusting Hashem, are sometimes confusing, but always interesting. The Sefer HaIkrim, written by Rabbi Yosef Albo, has a piece on tefillah. And he says, very interestingly, that, of course, Hashem listens to tefillah. He's the Shemeya tefillah. And tefillah has a very strong koyach, an influence in Shemayim, ad kedei kach, that we find that the Marsha says that tefillah is not even considered a derech nes, because that's the teva. Hashem is Shemeya tefillah. But there are situations, there are times, where that's sort of, so to speak, put on hold. And he lists three causes, three reasons that maybe Hashem is not ready to answer the tefillah immediately. One, he says, is it could be we're not worthy. Maybe some form of punishment, because what we're asking for has to be deprived of us because of something that we have done inappropriately. That's one thing that might prevent the acceptance and the listening and acting upon our tefillah by Hashem. Second thing he says is, it could very well be that we have more to grow in our relationship with Hashem, and therefore he does not yet want to answer the tefillah, so we should keep at it and keep on connecting and reconnecting and deepening the connection and growing in our relationship with him. We find this by the Emohis. The Medrash says, why were all the Emohis barren for a long period of time? Even Leah would have been, if not, the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem kisnua Leah, vayiflech es rachmo, because of her situation with Rochel, so she, Hashem gave her child more quickly. But why should it be? And Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misave litfiloson shel tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem craves the tefillahs of his tzaddikim, and it seems even that applies even to non-tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu craves our tefillahs, and of course he doesn't crave it because of his natural craving weakness, but rather because it elevates us and brings us closer and closer to him, which is really the tachlis of everything. So the enhanced and additional closeness that we might achieve through ongoing tefillah rather than answering us is another reason that he may not answer us so quickly. And there's a third reason that he may not answer us, and that's because it's not for our good. If it's not for our good, the thing that we ask, you know, that he's not Hashem is kol ma'adov rachmano l'tavov, and he only does for good. Anything that's not for good, he won't do. And if this is not for our good, then he, of course, is not going to let it happen. And that's another consideration. So these are three considerations why tefillah may not be, at least immediately, and whatever the other aspects are, you know, delayed or changed. But this is what he says. And the question arises, what about bitochen? Does bitochen not have these three limitations? And therefore, does bitochen not affect the goals that we wish it to affect? We've mentioned in this forum the Or HaChaim HaKodesh in Parshas Bishalach, where he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to Hashem, and Hashem says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Matitzak Eli, Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yisrael, what are you screaming out to me? Tell them to go into the Yam." And the Or HaChaim asks, he says, "Matitzak Eli, who should I call out to? Of course I call out to Hashem." And the Or HaChaim explains that there was some form of a kitrig, something, an accusation against Klal Yisrael that did not allow for their prayers to be accepted. Tefillah couldn't be accepted from them. The only thing that could work was their emunah and bitochon. If they will go into the Yam and show that emunah and bitochon, Dabar el bnei Yisrael v'yisol, that will protect them from power behind them, the Yam in front of them, and the wild animals on both sides. So the only Eitzah is that. And therefore we see from that Arachayim HaKodesh that Bitochen has a power even beyond Tefillah. Then the question are these three considerations. One, that I may not deserve it. Two, that I may not, I may need more development and closeness to Hashem through Tefillah, and therefore He doesn't answer me yet. And the third one, maybe it's not even for my benefit. How do these play out vis-a-vis Bitochen? I would like to suggest, based on the concepts that we know about Bitochen, that Bitochen is, in the Lashon of the Meiri, HaBitech B'Hashem, Ein Techeles Sholei Nichzavo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, his hope will not be disappointed. It's assured. It's Yogei Libi B'Yeshua Secha. I'm rejoicing in the Yeshua even before it comes, because I know it's going to come. Because there's Ein Lecho Dovra Oimid B'Fnei HaBitochen. There's nothing that stands in the way of Bitochen. What about these three considerations of maybe I don't deserve it, maybe I need more effort to get close to Hashem, and maybe it's not for my benefit. I'd like to suggest that Bitochen answers these three considerations. In terms of not deserving it, we know that Bitochen can go beyond what I deserve. Chazal say, the Medrash says, on the Posuk, Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosho V'Habitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisei V'Venu, great are the pains that a Rosho suffers, but one who trusts Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed. And Chazal say, Afilu Rosho U'Bitech B'Hashem Chesed Yisei V'Venu, even a Rosho U'Bitech B'Hashem will receive Hashem's Chesed. So that's not a consideration. I don't deserve it. Tefillah maybe has more elements of deserving than Bitochen. Bitochen could work even for a Rosho. It's not depending on your schusim. Two, what about the second consideration, which is maybe I need more closeness to Hashem? We might suggest that that Bitochen really brings me that closeness. Because to really trust Hashem, even on the level of refusing to give up, and certainly on the level of being confident that Hashem is going to respond to my requests, to my needs, to my desire, on either of those levels, there's no question that a person reaches an enormously higher level of connection to Hashem. It's not just the connection of tefillah where I'm asking. Ask once, ask again, then I beg a little more, I get a little bit more fervor into it. But here, I'm trusting Hashem. I've connected with Hashem, and maybe the ultimate connection. You know, Yogei Libi B'Yeshua Sech, I'm rejoicing in the Yeshua before it happened because I have such a level of confidence. Reb Meir Simcha Nemeshech Chochma says that the source for Bitochen in the Torah is the mitzvah of Ubay Sidbok, Tveikus B'Hashem. When one puts his trust in Hashem, he's Dovuk B'Hashem. He's in the closest proximity. He's a Dovuk B'Hashem. He's connected in the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memeila, it could be that he's reached a level high enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't withhold it from him. And the third scenario, which is that it's not Latav. We have indications, and L'Choyru we have to say that to the Baal Bitochen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a system in this world that even if he will put off tefillah for these considerations, the Baal Bitochen, and it seems the Sefer Ikrim himself says this in another place, the Baal Bitochen will be answered. So then it must be that Hashem, of course, he won't do anything bad for me. And Lo Yigur Choro, Kol Madav Rachmon Latav of it, he'll make it good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mesabiv Vesibus, has full capacity to make everything good. So even if the thing that, as it stands now, is not for my good, if I have true Bitochen in Hashem, He will turn it around and truly make it to work for my good. So I think we can see that just as the Arachayim says that the power of Bitochen can go beyond Tefillah, it would seem that the power of Bitochen can go beyond the limitations of Tefillah as well. And even if the limitation is maybe I don't deserve. Or the limitation is I need more connection to Hashem. Or the limitation is it might not be for my good. To the Baal Bitochon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns everything around, turns everything upside down, and can make it that it is for my good, and can make it that I've achieved a great measure of closeness and dveikus to Hashem. I maybe maxed out on that almost at a certain level. They can't max out because it's infinite, but enough to respond to me. And it's not dependent upon whether I'm a good person or a bad person, because one of the almost chukei hateva is to the Baal Bitochon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not turn away empty-handed, does not ignore him. And just for a more graphic description, we can appreciate the difference between someone who asks us something. Okay, you asked, you requested, very nice, I appreciate it. That's one thing. Or someone who comes to us with the following speech. And he says, number one, I am helpless. I have no one else to turn to. And I'm turning to you because I know your chesed. I know your Yeshua. I know your kindness. And number three, I'm counting on you. I have no one else to turn to. I know this is what you do. And therefore, something just tells me that you won't let me down. I know you're not going to let me down. I feel intellectually you have every right to, and you might. I just feel it in my bones. Something from within just announces to me that he's not going to let me down. And on a human level, that's very, 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 very impressive. When somebody claims to be relying completely on us, and they're just confident that we're not going to let them down, and we will respond, then we know that that's a very, very powerful sale. And that same power, the Kavi Yochel, exists with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the context of his Chesed and Rachamim, when he sees that desperation, total lack, realization of total lack of any alternative, and that total reliance on him, or even that refusal to give up hope, no matter what the obstacles seem to be indicating, that's something that can make all the difference. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite rachamim, responds to that. And the truth is that we find that it is rachamim, that the midah of rachamim, that responds to our bitochon. We say in Shemoneh Esrei every day, al tzaddikim, al chasidim, all these righteous people, yehemu rachamecha Hashem elokeinu, evoke your mercy on them. And now that you've evoked and you've excited, you've started that mercy, give Socher Tov, great reward, proper reward, good reward to those who trust you in truth completely. And Simchal Kenu Imoyim, and put us in with that group even though we're not completely there. And that really is the formula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Baal Bitochon, and he sees his desperation, and he senses that sense of total reliance and trust, and his Rachmanis says, what a Rachmanis. I can't leave him in that matzav. I must help him. And that's maybe in a practical sense, you know, on a human level, a bit of understanding in how it works. But either way, it seems to have the Bitochon to override any of the shortcomings that might be found otherwise in the process of tefillah.